Jana Creaser from the Bow Valley Christmas Spirit Campaign joining me on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. Thank you very much, Rob. How are you?
Good. I can't believe that Christmas is almost here. And
it's coming.
Once again, an opportunity to help local families in need with the Christmas Spirit Campaign, which I understand is kicking off this weekend.
That's right. This year, again, we are going to collect toys and food and money to help families in need in the community. And we will be at the Mountain Ladies Greenhouse Christmas Craft Market this weekend on Saturday and Sunday.
What's your donation goal this year?
$55,000. It's a lofty goal, but the need is great. So our hampers for families have both perishable and non-perishable food items, enough for a healthy Christmas dinner, and then a week's worth of non-perishable foods items. They also have toys for the kids, for seniors, and for individual people in our community who may need a little hand. We have gift cards for them to go and get what they need to make their own Christmas a bit more merry.
Let's talk about the toys, because Mountain FM, we're doing our big Christmas toy drive, and it'll be kicking off on Monday the 23rd, just after you guys launch your campaign. Right.
Thank you very much. We're very, very grateful to be the recipient of lots of toys from the community. So we're very excited that boxes will be out at ATB down at the Ford dealership and at FCSS at the Civic Center.
And of course, gifts for older kids too, not just the little toys for little
ones. That's right. It is always a bit of a gap that we need to fill. And that's what some of the money that we raise is used for, to go out and buy gifts for the older kids and the teenagers.
Food, we need to talk about that as well. And I love how in the Bow Valley, we still do it old school, going door to door, collecting donations.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So December 3rd, just have your donations ready. What we would really, really ask the community is to look at the expiration date on those cans you're providing and the boxes you're providing.
Yeah, so that'll be Royal LePage Food Drive. And are you still looking for help with that one?
Absolutely. So in the past, we've had over 150 volunteers going door to door. If you're concerned about the weather and the cold, we also have inside opportunities as well. Feel free to check out the website, call us, email us. We'd love to hear from volunteers.
That website, ChristmasSpiritCampaign.com. Where is your campaign office this year?
We are right beside the TD Bank, beside Safeway.
So what's the deal with this Stuff a Tub initiative?
Brand new event. So the folks at Aquafire Leisure partnering with their supplier Beachcomber to stuff a tub with toys and grub. So from November 23rd right through to December 5th, you can visit the folks at Aquafire Leisure, bring a toy donation, food donation, cash donation, and help them fill that tub.
A few other events coming up here. Friday, December 4th, something called the Christmas in Canmore Block Party.
That's right. So this year, we're very lucky to have the tourism folks helping us out. We will have a booth at the Block Party. December 4th is the kickoff to Christmas in Canmore. Their website is fabulous and chock-a-block with activities. But definitely also come down on December 4th and we'll have hot chocolate by donations. So if it's a cold night, you'll be able to warm up in our tent.
And you'll be doing something similar for the big night market for Christmas in Canmore on the 11th?
That's right. Just helping to raise awareness for the campaign and collecting food, toys, donations, whatever people would like to give.
Brewster Travel Canada doing their Stuff a Bus again this year?
Absolutely. They were on board right away. So the bus will be arriving on December 6th. It will be parked outside of Save On Foods, and anyone can come down with non-perishable food items and fill that bus up.
December 12th, an opportunity to give at the Canmore Eagles home game.
If you bring an unwrapped new toy, you'll get one free admission for every toy donation.
And then, of course, towards the end of the campaign, we've got the big Skate with Santa event coming back.
That's right. The Remax folks, they've invited Santa, who's a very busy man, especially on the 18th and leading up to Christmas, but he's going to make an appearance. Food donations, toy donations, cash donations again, or if you just want to come and skate with Santa, that's great too.
Are there any other opportunities to help? Are you looking for volunteers or anything like that?
We are. We're always looking for volunteers. So again, the food drive on December 3rd is our big push for right now, but we also have lots of volunteer opportunities with hamper packing on December 12th. And then on December 22nd, it's a huge day. We do all the perishable items. So the turkeys and the potatoes and the oranges. And then that's the same day that the hampers get delivered. So we need both packers and we need drivers, anybody with a truck or an SUV. These hampers are not tiny. The generosity of this community is amazing. So if you've got a truck or a van or a SUV and you want to load it up, we want to see you on December 22nd.
So it's ChristmasSpiritCampaign.com. They've got all the information. And again, don't forget to support them with the Mountain FM Christmas Toy Drive. Drop off your new and unwrapped toys at Bow Valley Ford or ATB Financial in Canmore. Also supporting the Santa's Anonymous campaign with a drop off at ATB Financial in Cascade Plaza in Banff. And the drop off bin should be ready to go starting on Monday. Janet Creaser, Bow Valley Christmas Spirit Campaign. Thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thank you so much.